This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are not, to be clear, discounting the seriousness of the trade disagreements that Washington and Beijing are having. We just figured that maybe it'd be nice to have a break from all trade all the time. So we are going to start today with a just as important slice of this economy, real estate, and more properly, how current we are in our payments for it. A report out today from CoreLogic says just 4% of mortgages were 30 days or more past due in February. That's a near 20-year low for that particular month. And delinquencies at every stage of payment, from just being late with your check to full-on foreclosure, were down as well. It is a sign of a strong economy, yes, but also tighter lending standards, perhaps even, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, too tight.
In the dark days that followed the housing bust, 7.5% of mortgages were seriously delinquent. That is at least 90 days overdue. That was almost a decade ago. Now that rate is just 1.4%.
We're in what's going to be the longest economic expansion on record, so that rising tide has certainly helped lift a lot of boats.
Ralph McLaughlin, deputy chief economist at CoreLogic, says with unemployment at record lows and wages rising, of course more people can pay their bills on time. But banks and other lenders have also been a lot more careful with the loans they make. Paul Mallow is executive editor at Inside Mortgage Finance.
The world got creamed by the mortgage and housing crisis, and it bled all over the world. And people, smartly and rightly so, tightened credit.
So much so that the Urban Institute estimates that between 2009 and 2015, more than 6 million creditworthy people didn't get mortgages thanks to the stricter rules. Lori Goodman is co-director of the Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center.
There's sort of a trade-off. If you have looser credit standards, you have higher default rates, but you give more people the opportunity to build wealth. And the question is, where do we as a society want that trade-off to be?
In the past few years, lenders have relaxed their standards somewhat, she says, approving borrowers with slightly lower credit scores and more debt. But, she says,
I definitely think we're still too tight and we can tolerate a little bit more risk.
With home equity at record highs and home values still rising, she says homeowners are in much better shape to weather the next downturn. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.